Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Wednesday, February 5. In Squiz Kids today, Australia braces for wild weather, Greta Thunberg's Nobel nomination, Caitlin Bassett's netball future in doubt, and Call of Duty steps up. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
You've probably heard the Dorothea McKellar poem, My Country. You know, the one about a sunburnt country, a place of drought and flooding rains. It's likely to come to life this week with wild weather up and down the east coast of Australia. The good news? The rain is expected to fall on bushfires, which firefighters have had trouble putting out. So, yay for that. The less good news, there's so much rain predicted over the next few days and into the weekend that there is the very real risk of flooding. The Bureau of Meteorology, which is Australia's official weather predicting agency, is predicting showers and thunderstorms from today in northeast New South Wales, moving south towards Sydney and down into the south coast and across the border into Victoria by the weekend. And Queensland too can expect a dumping, with the Bureau predicting a week's worth of thunderstorms starting today. And, as if that's not enough weather chaos, the Weather Bureau have warned that there could be a cyclone forming off our northwestern coastline. Don't you just love Australia? The remarkable year that Swedish teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg has had just got a whole lot more remarkable, with news yesterday she has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Handed out each year in Norway, Nobel Prizes recognise outstanding global achievement in everything from literature to science to making the world a better, more peaceful place. It's kind of like your school awards night, but times about 1100. Which, for the record, is actually not a number. It's the second time Greta has been nominated. Last year, she lost the Nobel Peace Prize to the Ethiopian Prime Minister, who helped bring an end to a 20-year war in his country. So, you know, fair cop.
Spin the globe.
Each day, we give the old world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today, we've landed in Nigeria, in Western Africa, where the capital city Lagos was thrown into chaos this week after the government slapped a ban on motorcycle taxis. Because the traffic there is so bad, and because the buses are so hot and dusty, lots of Nigerians prefer to perch on the back of motorbikes to get from A to B. But the government reckons motorbike taxis are too unsafe, and so it's back onto the sweaty buses Nigerians must go.
Sport time!
Rumours about the future of Caitlin Bassett, the captain of Australia's netball team, are circulating furiously after she was unable to confirm that she would steer Australia through the Commonwealth Games in 2022. Which, if you're like me and you don't even know what you're doing tomorrow, seems like a long way off. Bassett, who has played more than 100 games in the green and gold, is one of the most successful goal shooters our country has ever produced. But she was recently non-committal about her future. And at 31 years old, and after the Aussies lost the World Cup final last year to New Zealand, some say she might be looking to hang up her captain's bib soon.
Pop Culture Corner.
The makers of the hugely popular video game Call of Duty Modern Warfare have put their enormous influence to good use, raising almost $2.4 million for bushfire relief from among its community of gamers. Call of Duty players all around the world were given the chance to purchase the Outback Relief Pack whilst playing the game over the past couple of weeks, and they took up the offer in spades, with all proceeds going to fire recovery efforts. So, the next time your parents complain that all that time you spend playing video games is good for nothing, you can point out that it in fact can be good for something.
Time for the quiz.
Alrighty, this is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What country has banned motorcycle taxis from its capital? That's right, it's Nigeria. Question number two. What position does Caitlin Bassett, the captain of the Australian netball team, play? Yep, she's a goal shooter. Question number three. What's the name of the popular video game that's been raising money for bushfire relief? You got it. It's Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Yeah! Shoutouts.
Today's shoutouts go to Maisie and Jethro, who are both from Melbourne and are both celebrating birthdays today. A very happy birthday to you both. Hope you have a cracking day. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the contact form on our website. Make sure you tell us who you are, where you're from, and what date you'll be blowing out your candles. Or if you're a school with a special occasion coming up, be sure to email and let us know and we'll give you a shout out too. A special shout out also to all our listeners who are listening on the school run this morning. Get Mum or Dad to honk the horn if you're listening to the Squiz Kids on the way to school. That's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again the same time tomorrow morning. Now, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.